Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Tes, picking it up by a brand new Mishnah. Now, we know we got to bring every Yom Tov. You got to bring a Karma Chagigah. That's on the very first day of the Yontif. Zok the Mishnah. Mishalu Chag be Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag. Chogig is Kol Harego. Someone who didn't bring it on the first day brings it the entire Rego. Rashi says Shelo Hivi Chagigah Yom Arishon Shel Chag. So what do? You bring it every day, next day, until you finally bring it. Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. And the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag is also including this. Rashi says, Chogeg Shmini Atzeres. Wow. V'af agav the regel b'fnei atzmo who have a tashlum in the Rishon. Even though Shmini Atzeres is its own shtickle Yom Tov, still it's considered a tashlum for the very beginning of, for all of Sukkos. Let's say the whole the regal passes and you didn't do it. So you're not chayav to go and make up to bring it. What does it mean? Eino means you're not allowed to. Doesn't mean there's nothing more to do. You missed it. I'll say a number, and this the pasuk says, "Uvas loyuchol liskon vechesel loyuchol limanos." Something crooked which cannot be straightened, and something which is chaser, lacking, and you can't count. Right? You lost out. You tried to do it. You didn't try it. Whatever it is, you didn't do it. You lost it.
What's considered a crooked thing that can't be straightened out?
This is somebody who has a relationship with someone who they're not allowed to have a relationship with. The holy man of mamzer, and you have a mamzer that comes from it. Rashi says, "Shehevi psulin biyisrael vehi zikaron the fikach ein avonosav nimchaken b'tshuva." His zavir is not erased through tshuva.
Im tomar begonev vigozel. If you want to say that maybe, oh, that's concept is talking about someone who steals something from somebody.
No, it can't be, because yachol hu lachzir v'takim, because he can just return it and he's done. Rashi says to make any mess of gazel salabaylam. What you stole, you can just return to the owner and you fixed it up. It's mitukan minachet. You fixed it up from the sin. But this is something when you leave over, there's a mamzer there. So this is some sort of remembrance that's there.
Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon guy comes and he says,
Ain korin meuvas ella lemi shahi masuka mitchilu v'nitzavis. When do you use this lashon meuvas crooked? And Rashi says mikulkala. It's messed up. That's only if it was someone that was masuka that was fixed that was good in the beginning and then went off. Vezes there. And what's that? It's the Talmud Chacham aporish min haTorah. This is talking about the Talmud Chacham who left Torah.
Zok the Gemara. Now we frak the Gemara. Now we start off by speaking about that if you have a person didn't bring their chagig on the first day, they can bring it the entire, they can fix it up for the entire chag. And we said that in Sukkot it can be done on the very last day, and that is known as Shmini Atzeres. Now the Gemara wants to know Mina Nimili. Says Rashi, "Diyom Tov Achon Shel Chag Sukkos Tashlumi LaKarbonas Chag LeYichidim." How do you know that is you can fix it up? That is, you can make it up that it's a tashlumin. Says Rashi. Says the Gemara, "Mina Nimili." Amar Yochel Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Nemar atzeres b'shvius shel Pesach, the nemar atzeres b'shmini shel Chag. It says with atzeres on both, on the seventh day of Pesach, and it says it on atzeres by the shmini shel Chag. Rashi says, what does it say of Pesach? The parshas kol b'chor shishis yamim tochal mitz matzos v'yom shvi atzeres. Oh, so we make a little gezeira shava. Malaholin the tashlumin, just like over there. Pesach is the tashlumin. Afkan the tashlumin here too. It's also the tashlumin. You can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Mufna, and now the Gemara says that this Gezeira Shava is Mufna. Mufna means that it is available, it is open, it is something which is able to be darshan. Rashi says, V'tzricha Gezeira Shava Zu, Shotei Mufna, the Sula Parchina Nalea, and we need it to be Mufna, so then you can't ask a question on it, Alea Midi, Chol Gezeira Shava Mufna, L'meidin Ve'in Meshivin. Whenever you have it's Mufna, whenever it's open, and it's available, and it's untaken, then we could learn from it, and we can't really knock it off. Now, what that means is if you have a Gezeira Shava, and the Gezeira Shava is a word that's maybe not available, that there's a way of showing how we really need it for something else, then if there's any questions on it, then we can knock off the Gezeira Shava. But if it's Mufta, in other words, it's a totally open word, it's available and open, that shouldn't have been there, then even if you have a question on it, it still remains. And let's take a look and see why this is a case that needs to be Mufta, di lo Mufta, because if it wouldn't be Mufta, you could ask a very simple question on it. Remember, if you ask a question on a Gezeira Shava, it knocks it off, unless it has some sort of strength and it's open. What could you have asked? Malishvi Shal Pesach, Shekein Eino Chalak Mishlofanov. How can you make a comparison to the seventh day of Pesach to the eighth day of Sukkot? We know the seventh day of Pesach, there's no difference between the first day, second day, third day, until the seventh day. Says Rashi, Tashlumin L'Rishon Shari Einu Chalak Mil Shilafanav. There's no difference. But Shemini Atzeres is Chalak Mil Shilafanav L'Inyan Psar Kshav. Oh, says Rashi. Remember this throwback? We saw this in a few Mesachtas already. We've seen this a few times. That was Rosh Hashanah, San Sukkah, we saw Yuma, that is an acronym standing for, each one stands for something else. Psar is known as the Pious. Then we have Zman, then we have Regel, then we have Karban, then we have Shir, and then we have a Baracha, which we're not going to break this down right now, but we're going to get this on a little bit later, as we see on the top right over there. So Shah says in Yod Zion, we're going to break them down. Point is, it must be that it's Mufni and that Mufna, and that's why that doesn't knock it off. It says Gemara, Loi Afnui Mufna. In Chinami, Loi means Be'emes. Really, you're right. Afnui Mufna, it's open. Michti, let's break it down. Ma Yatzeres. What does it mean when it says Atzeres? It means Otzer Ba'asiyas Malacha. It means you've got to stop from doing Malacha. Haksiv Lo Sasa Malacha. But it already says don't do Malacha. Atzeres Tekos Rachman Alamali. So why do you need it to say the word Atzeres? Rashi says, "Hak sivlo sasa malacha bahu kra gufe b'yom ha'shvi atzeres l'Hashem l'kacha lo sasa malacha." So therefore, I wouldn't need to bring in this concept altogether that says atzeres. Now, therefore, must be it must be that is totally open. Therefore, you can make that connection with it, and you're allowed to do the tashlumin even on day 8 from Sukkot. Now, this whole answer came from, as we start in the Gemara, you know what I mean? It says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora. Now we're going to find that there's a Tana that says this also. That is the way Rashi explains this. V'tana, ma'isle me'hacha. And we have a Tana that comes and explains it from the following. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'chagusam, oso chag la'ashem shivas yamim. With your permission, I'm going to read the entire pasuk. It says v'chagosem because it's important to understand. We have the word oso comes up twice in the pasuk, one in the beginning and one at the very end, and they're talking about different things. First, it says v'chagosem oso chag la'Hashem. You should celebrate it. It meaning the Karban Chagiga. Chag la'Hashem shivasam 7 days bashana, 7 days in the year. Chukas alum ador seichem b'chodesh ha'shvi in the 7th month. Tochogo oso, you should celebrate it. The first time it says it, we're talking about referencing the actual chagiga. The second time it says it means on it, meaning on the holiday. Let's take a look. You may have thought that you should be doing it kol shiva, meaning to say kol yom v'yom, you have to bring another chagiga. Tamad lomar, therefore it comes to tell you oso, it, meaning singular, only one. Oso atochogeg v'yatochogeg kol shiva, you don't do it every single of the day of the seventh day. Mk in lomen nemar shiva, why does it say 7? Latashlumen, in order to go out to fix it up. If you didn't do the first day, then you continue doing it until you finally do it. You can make it up. How do you do it the first day? How do you know that you could do it the entire regal and the last days, including meaning Shmini Atzeres? Talmud Lomar. On the 7th month, you shall celebrate it. Rashi says, "Kol yimei chag ha'omer bechodesh hashvi," means all the day of the chag that I mentioned in the 7th month. Iba chodesh hashvi, but what's just at the 7th month? Yalchi cholig v'holich hachodesh. You would have thought that maybe I could do the entire month if I didn't do it during the holiday. I could do it the rest of the month. Rashi says, oso, which means on it, oso atachogig, on it meaning on the chag, you do it via tachogig chutzalo. You can't do it outside of it. And that's how we know that according to this Tana, you could even do it. You could do it on Shmini Atzeres. That's his raya why you could do it. Umay tashlumen. When we say that you can go and give me mashlumit, what does it mean tashlumen? This is what we see on Machlokas. We saw this already way back in Daf Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Omer tashlumen l'rishon. He says that it's coming to fix for the first day. Rabbi Oshai Omer tashlumen l'zeh. Each one is coming to fix for the previous one. Now, lamai nafkamine, right? What does it make a difference? What do you mean? My benayu, Amar Zera, chigor biyom Yom Rishon v'nispash b'yom sheni. Let's say a person was a chigur, he's lame, he was able to walk on the first day, but then he got healed, he got fixed, you can walk on the second day, then ikar b'nayo, that's going to be the difference between them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlum l'Rishon, he says it's coming to be mashon for the first day. So kivud l'chazi Rishon l'chazi b'sheni. Since you weren't chayev on the first day, therefore you're not chayev on the second day either, even if you get healed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlum l'zeh, each one's coming to fix one for the next. Afakav l'chazi Rishon, even though you weren't able to do it on the first day, still, Chazib Hashem, you're able to do it on the second day. And if you weren't able to do it on the second day, you're able to do it on the third day. If you're able to do it on the third day, you're able to do it on the fourth day, and so on and so forth. And then you would be chayv to make it up. Now we're going to go on a whole, back and forth within this world of Rav Yochanan. Because we just said the machlokas of Rav Yochanan Rav Hoshaya, and then Rav Yochanan says that a person is a chigur on the first day, then he's out, he's done. And therefore, even if he's healed day two, he isn't going to make it up. It says Gemara, Miyam Rav Yochanan Achi, Rav Yochanan really say this concept that if a person is out on a particular moment, then he's out for the count and he can't come back? Is that really true? V'amar Chizki, Chizki comes and he tells us. We got to first understand something known as a nazir. A person who decides to make himself a nazir is not going to become tummy meish. He's not going to eat wine. Not eat wine. I mean, that's pretty nasty if you get to a point where you're eating the wine, but he's not going to drink wine. What happens if a person decides to become a nazir? The general rule is he's a nazir for 30 days. If he ends up becoming tummy, right, he touches a dead body or something like that, then what happens? Bam, it cuts off everything, and now he has to wait a seven-day period. He's got to be made tahor, and on the eighth day, what happens? He has to go ahead and bring a karban, a certain karbanos, and then he starts from fresh. Now we're going to be discussing over here what happens if a person becomes tummy, let's say on day, in the middle of it, and then he ends up becoming... he's doing his 7 days of Tahara, but then he becomes tummy again in the middle of that, so he has to restart the count. However, he doesn't have to bring two sets of karbanos. But if he ends up on day eight, when he's able to bring the karbanos, he's about to go bring the karbanos, he then becomes tummy again, not only does he have to restart the count, but he has to bring two sets of karbanos. We're going to now deal with the case of what happens if he becomes, says, I'm going to be a Nazir, he becomes tummy, he's counting 7 days. Yeah, of Tyra, and then the eighth day, he's supposed to go and bring the carbon, but before it's daybreak, it's the night of the eighth day, meaning the night right before it, he ends up, right, because the day goes by the night right before, he becomes tummy again, so you have to bring two sets of carbonos, because he technically couldn't have brought the carbonos yet, but he was in the category where he should have been bringing them, because it's already the eighth day. Me and Rabbi Yochanan Achi is really safe. Amar Chizkiya Netma Biyam. If he becomes tummy on the eighth day, and this, if you take a look, Rashi goes and brings out this whole case over here that we just described. If it's on the eighth day itself, it becomes tummy, where he could have brought the karbanos down, he should have brought them right now, but then he ends up becoming tummy again. Nitma b'yom, maybe he has to bring both for the first set of tummy and the second one. But Laila, if it's the night, which means between day 7 and day 8, there's a night, and that night is connected to day 8. If it's Belayla, when he couldn't have brought the karbanos, then Eino Mevi, he doesn't have to go and bring two of them, like two sets. Rashi says, if you take a look at we got a whole step case over here. At the end of the skinny lines, last word, second to last line, Aval, Nitma Belel Shmini, which means between day 7 and day 8, Eino Mevi Ela Karban Echad, the Kevin the Loyatsa Mitumas Arituma Rishona, Lesha, Shehira Uya Lahavi Ela Karban, since he wasn't out of his first Tumma. At a time when he's able to bring a carbon, because you can't bring it at nighttime, then lo neschayev b'carbon arishon el ve'ein lo tashlumin, he doesn't have to go and bring a double whammy. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, and this is the anchor point here, Rav Yochanan comes and he says, af b'layla nami mevi. Whoa, that is earth shattering. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Rav Yochanan Amar, hol v'tava l'tumaso rishona, the Harry of Shimsho, says on day 7, he went to the mikvah, and then Harav Shemesh, the sun set. Nischayev b'karbon. He's now chayev in a carbon. V'af al pi she'ein laila ro'i l'karbon. Even though night is not ro'i l'karbon. What comes out of here? Kum t'choy, says Rashi. Alma, af al gav de lo ro'i l'karbon. Yesh lo tashlumin. Even if it's not ro'i l'karbon, there is tashlumin. And similarly, it should be the same thing. If a person, let's say, is a chigar, he's not ro'i l'karbon. Still, if he is healed, then yesh lo tashlumin. It should be that he has to go ahead and he has to fix it up.
Oh, what are you going to say now? So which Rav Yochanan, what do we go with? I'm Rav Yirmiyah, Shiny Tumah, Deishla Tashlumin, B'Pesach Sheni. Don't bring me a riot from Tumah. Tumah is a different rule. Why? Because you could fix it up on Pesach Sheni, says Rashi. Karbon HaNidcheh B'Pnei Tumah. If a carbon gets pushed up because of Tumah, Ulefikach Yeshlo Tashlumin, in such a case, read the whole thing in. Shiny Tuma Karban Hanidcha Mipnea Tuma. Okay, why? Ulefikach Yeshlo Tashlumin, it could be fixed up. Viafa Gavdal and Nirlahavi, even though he wasn't able to bring it. In other words, it's as if we say he's Chayev, but there's something locking him up over there, and that's the fact that he's Tame. Rashi explains, Hol Vyeshlo Tashlumin. We have a little Bach addition over here, and he says that. Shiny, whole v'yishlo tashlumin could go in ilu nitma v'pesach rishon. If a person became tamei in Pesach rishon, maybe Pesach sheni that he brings on Pesach sheni. Sharei mishalo nira v'rishon yishlo tashlumin. Aval nidcha mipnei davar acher. If somebody gets knocked off because of something else, then lo matzinu lo tashlumin. There's no tashlumin elam kein nira lahavi unless he was able to be brought. So we see there's a chilek over here. If Yochanan holds that if you're out, then you're out unless it's with tuma, and therefore everything is in order right now. In fact, the Gemara, really, is that true? Maskev Rav Papa ha nicha lamanda amar. Pesach Sheni, beep, turn the page. Tessim Abiz. That works according to one who says the Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin the Rishonu. That's actually fixing up for the first one. This is the Machlokas of Masechus Pesachim, Rashi says on the end of the first, on the previous daf. If it's really Tashlumin the Rishon, then you're good. Elaman da Amar Sheni Regel of the Atzmahu. But according to one who says the Pesach Sheni is its own pace, as its own regel, and therefore it's its own shtiklach. Michael Memar, what are you going to say now? Because according to them, Manda Amar, as Rashi points out, now you no longer can say that the Yesh L'Tumah Tashlumin L'Sheni as if it's Tashlumin, and therefore there's no Chilek, and we see that Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that a person still can go and still would have to bring two Karbonos by Nazir, even though he wasn't good at that stage, he wasn't ready to bring it then. So similarly, if a person is a Chik on the first day, then the rest of the days he should have to go ahead and he should have to make it up. So what are we going to do now? Ma'ikal Meimar. Elam Rav Papa comes on Rav Papa to go ahead and to explain the distinction between the two Rav Yochanan's Kasav Rav Yochanan, Laila Eina Mechoses Man. Rav Yochanan holds that night is not considered that you are lacking time, meaning to say that the night between the seventh and the eighth day, which is considered the night of the eighth, that is when the chiyuv of the carbon kicks in. You just happen to have something holding you back from bringing it. That's called that it's nighttime. But it's chayiv not to bring it. And once you're chayiv to bring it now, so therefore, if you end up becoming tummy after that, you have to bring two of them. As opposed to when it comes to the person who's a chiger, who can't walk on the first day, so then there's nothing, it's not that he's chayiv, but something's stopping him. He's not chayiv at all, and therefore, you don't have to make it up. Rashi spells that out beautifully, second line, because of Yochanan. Ein chisaron zman b'mishagia leilu lehakrif karbonasav machar. When once the night comes to bring it the next day, there's nothing lacking anymore, you're ready to go. Hilkach mechuyav hu b'karbon is chayiv in the carbon. Elosha leil makfo me'alavi, the night is stopping from bringing it. Aval chiger b'yom rishon, but chiger, a person who can't walk on the first day, ein love shum chovas re'iyah. There's no chiyav at all to see. Lefikach ein lo a love tashlumin. He doesn't have to go and fix it up. Umi amar Rav Yochanan achi? Is that really true? Says Rashi that ein laila mechus hazman. That laila is not considered mechus hazman. That since it's the night of in between day seven, day eight, that although technically you can't bring it because it's the nighttime, it's still you're in the world of the chiyav. Does he really hold such a concept? We're going to see seemingly that that's not the case. Little background information. We have something known as a zav. What is a zav? A person who goes and he sees something, he has some sort of emission, then what's it then? If he sees it one time, he becomes like a Balkari. And like we know, Balkari goes ahead, he goes to the mikvah, and then he's good. Harav Shemis that night, he's fine, he's good to go. If though, let's say a person has two of them, he has two emissions, and we're talking about he has two in one day, or one day and then the next day right away, he becomes what's called Tumas Ziva. And what does he have to do? Now he has to count 7 days, is to make sure that there's nothing coming out, no sort of emission that comes out. And then day seven, goes to the mikwah, and then again, Harav Shemesh, and then he's good. Harav Shemesh means the sun sets, and he's good the next day. However, if he sees it three times, and this brings us back to the Gemara in Megillah Davches, the Ein Bein Gemaras, all right,
Zava Gadol, you have to bring karbanos. If you see three times in a row, either 3 days in a row or three times in one day, right? So, okay, what I was going to say is, let's just go with, he sees 3 days in a row. Then not only has to do Zayin Nikiyim, but he also then bring a carbon afterwards. The case we're going to deal with right now is that a person goes and he becomes a Zav in an estate that's 3 days in a row, and then he counts 7 days. Shevet, you make Tahara, and then he goes to the mikvah on day seven, and then the sun sets. However, now he's in between day seven and day eight. It's the night, which is known as the night of the eighth. He then ends up going ahead and he starts having Zav again occur. We're going to see the different ways that can happen. What's going to be the halacha? Rav Yochanan is Rav Yochanan really say this din that we just said that ain laila mechusar zman v'ham Rav Yochanan. You know, Rav Yochanan says ra achas b'laila u'shtayim b'yom. Let's say a person goes 7 days, he's clean. First he becomes Zav Gedola, then he has 7 days, he's clean. Then he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day. Then it's Harav Shemesh at the night. And then Ra Achas Balayla. That night, he ends up seeing another emission. And then the next day, he ends up having two more emissions. What's the din? Maybe. Now he's to bring a carbon for that also. He's to bring two sets of carbonos now. One for the first shtiklach, and now one for the second one also. But let's say it wasn't that he saw, like we just said, that he saw one at night and then two during the day, but rather, shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom, let's say he saw two at night and one the next day, eino maybe, he doesn't have to bring a second set. He only brings for the first set, for the first tumah. When you saw the first one the night between the 7th and the 8th, that becomes like a state of keri, right? It's only one. It's only considered one. And then when he sees the next day two more, then it becomes like a Zav Gedola because now he sees two, and those two are mitzarif to the first one. To make him to Zav Gedola, he has to go bring it. But Shtayim B'Layla, we saw two at night, V'Achas B'Yom, and one during the day. This is not called Tumas Keri. Now this is called Tumas Ziva. And between 7 and 8 at nighttime, since it was before, he wasn't able to bring the carbon yet, so therefore it's considered just as part of the first type of Tumah, and therefore you only bring one set. But if you held that night is not considered Mechusar Zman, there's just a technical factor, you can't bring the carbon. But you're in the world of carbon now. Rashi says, I feel raw, shloshtam balayla, zikfar yatsim izman arishon, ushtey zivos, ushtey zivos hain. Even if you saw all three of them in between day seven and day eight at that nighttime, if it's not mechus hizman, so right now, you become again a zavah gadol, you have to bring another carbon. Ilav desfir leilayla mechus hizman, hilkach im ra'a shtayim balayla, havila ziva arichta, it's considered one long ziva. If you were to be holding that Laila is mechusar zman, then that would be the case. But we know that you hold that it's not mechusar zman, so then why is it you're coming to tell me that that makes a difference? Afilu shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom, maybe you should have to go ahead and you have to bring a second set. What's going on? Says Gemara, no. Kikam Rav Yochanan. Who is Rav Yochanan? Who is he talking over here? L'divrei omer layla mechusar zman. He was talking in the world of the one that says that layla is mechusar zman. According to him, though, it's not mechusar zman. Therefore, taka, you would be chayav two sets. Even if you saw all three of them just at night, the night between the seventh and the eighth day. Says Gemara, come on. Don't, you can't be that's true. Because L'divrei omer pshita, obviously according to that person who says that layla is mechusar zman, then you're not going to bring a different carbon. You wouldn't need him to come and tell me that. Rashi says, if he's trying to tell us his own opinion, I amar bishlama taima denavsheka amar shmi'inan be desfir layla mechusar zman, then we know that that's what he holds. Al-ila divrei omer, that one, if he's something trying to say, in the world of one who says that it's mechusar zman, so kama maya shmi'inan be, what are you coming to teach? What's the chiddush? Obviously, a person is not going to be chayev in such a case, a second set of karbanos. Comes along the Gemara to answer, not true. It's not so. It's not so pashut. Shtayim b'yom achas b'layla itzuchale. We need him to speak up to tell us about a case if you had two of them during the day and one of them during the night. There's a machlokas and mesachas krisus about how to understand Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Yosef versus Rav Shisha, and that's what's happening over here. That shtayim b'yom v'achas b'layla itzuchale. That's the case that we need in order to show you that you're going to be
chayiv to bring a new korban, because you would have said the following. After day 7, now you go ahead and it's the night in between 7 and 8, if a person goes and sees some sort of a mission over there, a zav over there, so we say it's just like a balkeri, and therefore it gets, perhaps you think it gets swallowed up into the world of the other previous days, and therefore the next day, even if you saw 2 the next day, you still only bring 1 carbon. It's not considered separate. However, it's come to teach you that no, over here, it's shtayim b'yom achas b'layla, it's related to tell you that you're going to be chayiv in such an instance, you would have thought that maybe that this is not the case, that based off what Rav Shisha Rav Idi came along and how he asked the kasha, kamash melon kid Rav Yosef, it goes according to the din of Rav Yosef, that what? That if you saw 1 at night and then 2 during the day, then the 1 at night has the status of Bakari, and then the next day, those 2 now combine with the 1 from the previous, and then you're actually going to be chayiv to dinim. Okay, my friends, that is that. Beautiful. So at the end of the day, it comes out that Rav Yochanan was not knocked off, and really he does hold that it's lav's mechusar kapara. It's not chisaron zman. That's what I mean to say. So there's no issue over here, because when it comes to our Gemara that we talked about, the person's a chiger, so that person is totally out, and he's out, and the next day he's off the hook, it's no good. But when it comes to Tumah, since night is not mechusar zman, therefore the person is going to be chayev. And now Rav Yochanan is in the clear. We're now up to the next part of Mishnah that said, Avar Regev Lo Chagel, a person, the whole holiday passes and you didn't bring the chagiga, Einu chayev b'chiriusa, you're not chayev to go bring something else. V'al zeh nemar, and this is the pasuk says, M'uvas lo yuchal liskon v'cheson lo yuchol imanos, something which you messed up, it's too late. Amar le bar hey hey lehillel, bar hillel comes, he says hillel, hi lehimanos lehimalos mi bar le, what do you mean that it's something v'cheson lo yuchol imanos, it's some sort of lack that you're not able to count, you should say not able to lehimalos, not able to fill up. Rashi says etzul cheson nofel lashon miloy, if you're lacking then the lashon opposite would be if you're missing it should be filling. Right, so Ella Zeshemanu Chaverov Ledvar Mitzvah Vahu Lo Nimnaimayan. Rather, he comes in and explains what does it mean to say when it says you're not counted. It means, as Rashi explains, that we're talking about a case that his friends come to him and they say Shamulo Boli Manu Vlo, come, let's do a mitzvah together. And he doesn't go with them. Nitzvah Shechatzer Atzmo Meoso Minyan. He lost out from that. Lo Yuchol Imanus Od Beoso Minyan Shekvar Asu As a Mitzvah. He can't be counted them that they already did the mitzvah. Vahu Lo Nimnaimayan. He doesn't end up doing it with him. He loses out. Tanya Dami Yachi, your Bryce supports this. Move us, lo yuchol liskon zesh shabito kriyashma shashachos. This is someone's mavato, the zman of kriyashma. Oh, kriyashma sharvis, or shma in the evening time. Oh, shabito tfil shashachos. This is someone's mavato, tfil shachos, or tfil sharvis. These are things, if you miss it, you miss it. It's lost. You can't make it up. The chesen lo yuchol imanos. You can't be counted zesh shem nimnu chaver with the devar mitzvah. This is talking about people go ahead and they brought and they wanted to be part of the mitzvah. Who lo nimnay mine. He doesn't join in with them. Amar le bar hey hey lehillel. How do you understand what it says in the pasuk in Malachi? It's talking about the day by Yom Ahu. It's going to be a big day of judgment. V'shaftem reyusim bein tzadik l'rasha bein oved elukim l'asher lo avdo. Lo avado. Sounds a bit redundant because the pasuk is saying that you're going to see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, between someone who serves Hashem and someone who doesn't. Hainu tzaddik, hainu avad elukim. Someone who's the righteous serves Hashem. Hainu rasha, hainu shalom avadu. Rashi says, mi hu tzaddik u mi hu avad elukim, halo echadu. Isn't this the same person? Amar Lehil says, avado velo avado. One who serves Hashem, one who doesn't. Tarvayu tzaddiki gemur ninu. Both of those are talking about it's tzaddik gemur. Veinu dom is shona pirko mea pamim l'shona pirko mea ve'echad. You can't compare someone who refuses studying 100 times and someone who does it 101 times. Rashi says, afa bishish name tzaddikim lo avdu b'shava shezeh avodu yoser, because this one, he served him more. Amar Lei, so he says back to him, hold on. Because he just did one less than the guy, it's like he didn't serve him. Amar Lei, he says, yep, absolutely in. Why don't you go look from the donkey drivers? Asara parse bezuza. The amount of the cost to go 10 parsa is Yaskir, Rashi says, Yaskir lecha Adam chamor bezuz echad shekfar nagukain. Vim tomer lo leilich parsi yosei yishalcha shnezuzim. So he says that a person goes, you hire this donkey driver, asar parsi bezuz. However, chadasar parsi betrezuzay. You want to go 11? It's going to cost you 2. What? You went for 10 miles for $1, and then if you go the 11th mile, it costs $2. What's going on? And he says, yeah, you're going above and beyond. Then you end up going and paying more. Same thing over here. Amar Elio leben lebar hey Elio, and over comes, he says to him, Va'amar le Rabbi Elazar. Some say it was to Rabbi Elazar. My disciple, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, he needs to avticha velo b'chasef. I refine you, behold, I refine you, but not with silver. I have chosen you for through poverty, this is going to be not like silver when you go ahead and the way you take silver, it's like serious massive where you put it in the fire and let's say you tzarif it, but it's done through poverty, through being poor. Looked at all different ways to go ahead and give over to Bnei Yisrael, to be able to go ahead and be refined and become greater. And the greatest thing you found for them is becoming poor. Amar Shmuel, Vitim Rav Yosef, Hainu Damri Inchi. This is like the, you know, people say, Yoani Yusa Liudai, he buys a sumka lususia chivra. Becoming poor is good for the Jewish people, similar to a red strap, Tosis explains, Ritsua, a red strap that is to a horse which is white. Just like if you take a red strap and you put on a white horse, you see it clear, it brings out the whiteness of it in a clear way. Similarly, poverty, being poor, brings out the best of the Yidden. Vayter, next part of the Mishnah, we said, what is this, something that you messed up, something that's crooked that can't be fixed? Zabal erva, the holy b'menu mamzer. This is somebody who has a relationship with someone who's an erva, and then you have a mamzer that's born from this. We're going to see, we're going to assume this means someone who's an ashes ish. So now the Gemara says, hold it in, low it low. Hold it in, low it low. Only if they had a mamzer is it something that can't be fixed. But if not, then it's not a problem. Says Gemara, what do you mean? V'atanya v'lintan abayisa, v'shimma benasya, he himself says, gonev adam, efshe yachsu genav v'visakin. Someone steals from someone, you can return what you stole and you can fix it up. Gozel adam, efshe yachsu gozel v'visakin. You steal someone again in public, you can go return it and it's fine. Avalabal ishis ish, v'alse labayla, someone who has a relationship with an ishis ish, now she becomes also to her husband, nitrad bin ola v'halachlo. He's taken from the world and he's gone. Rashi says, ain lo od, Tshuva lefisha asa davar she'en lo refua. You messed up the opportunity to be with his wife anymore. Abishon ben Yuchai Omer, he says, ain Omer bakro gamal bakro chazir. You don't say to a person who's an expert at checking mumin, come and check this gamal, this camel, to see if it's good. Come and check this pig, because it's no good. Rashi says, klomer misha hu mu'uvas mitchiloso, ain zem uvas, that's not considered muvas. Ella bakro tle, you say, come check a lamb, which is something which could be good. Rashi explains zela carbon shemenafalo mum in this kalka kach loshin kilkol nofal ba'adam shayotov mitchila. Originally he was good. Okay, ve'ezeh, and what's that? Who's that? It's a tamid chacham shperish min haTorah, left the Torah. Rabbi Huda ben Lakish Omer, kol tamid chacham shperish min haTorah. Anyone who leaves the Torah, we're in the middle of a point here, but we're going to come back to it in a minute. And he said kol tamid chacham shperish min haTorah that leaves the Torah aluv akasavon apasuk says ketzipur no deadless min hakana, like a bird that leaves its kana, its nest. Kain ish no deid b'mkomo. So does this person who leaves his place. The Omer, and it says, Ma Matsu Avoseichem bi Avel Kirachu Melai. What bad did you find in me that you moved away from me? It means you have to be good originally and then you left. But nonetheless, we saw Avshim ben Nasi said one place that you can't fix it, and this is talking about seemingly only when there's a mamzer. And the other one says, even if it's not a mamzer. So how do you deal with this? It says Gemara Lokasha Kanba Achoso Pnuya. Where in our Mishnah, it's talking about somebody who is with his sister that's not married. And in such a case, he doesn't answer her to her husband because she wasn't married. And such a thing, it can be fixed unless they have a kid. And then they have a kid, that's why it's specifically said, if you have a kid, you can't be fixed. But Kan, be Isha Sish, the other one's talking about, even if there is no child that comes to me, it's talking about Isha Sish, because now you messed it up in a way that this person can't be with their husband anymore. Viba Yisema, another answer is, Hava be Isha Sish, both of these are talking about with a married woman. Velo Kachin, there's no question, because Kan, one case when we're talking about Amishta, beep, turn the page. It's talking about Yonam and Aleph. Be'onis is where a person, Chalila, went out and raped a woman, and therefore there's no child, then she's still allowed to be with her husband, Let me say that again. She's still allowed to be with her husband, so it can be fixed. Nothing has to be permanently messed up. As long as there's no child, it's not messed up. But when she wants to be with the person, so then I'll say, Abayla Rashi says she's not allowed to be with her Baal anymore, and even if there's no child. A third answer. Both of them are talking about a case where the woman was raped. Lokash, there's no question here. Kanbe Isha's Kohen. Once I'm going married to a Kohen, Kanbe Isha's Yisrael. Once I'm married to a Yisrael. Someone who's married to a Kohen, a woman married to a Kohen, even if she's raped, even if it's against her will, she's not allowed to be with her husband anymore. And therefore, even if there's no child, it's going to be something that can't be fixed. And Be'ezus Yisrael, then it's going to be she can't be with her husband unless there is a child over there. One last point for the day. That'll we mentioned the idea about a Talmid Chacham who leaves and he goes off and he's not involved in his learning anymore. It's like he left his nest, he left his place. We have another pasuk that's found in Zechariah. V'layotze v'laba ein shalom. Pasuk Rashi says, "Mikra hu b'Zechariah v'darshu kan v'darshin et layotze min ha-toyro." Balul devar mecharim leaves the Torah and goes to something else. Amir Rav. Kevet shiotza adem midvar halacha devar mikra. Shuv ein lo shalom. Someone goes and leaves from halacha and they go to mikra. Which means to say, they leave from Rashi says, "She'ein hora midvar mikra a Mishnah Mefarsha Stimus the Torah." They stop learning Mishnah. They start learning Psukim in Torah. That's nice, but you're not going to get lamaisa of how to live your life. Neshuv ein lo shalom, he's not going to have any peace because he's not going to know what's going on. He's not going to have clarity. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, "Zeh aporsh mi Talmud leMishnah." Someone who leaves Gemara and goes to Mishnah because the Gemara itself is something that goes ahead and you get the clarity on how you understand what to do. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Mi Talmud leMishnah means im shimish es hachachamim. If you're mishamish chachamim, shem midaktekin. They're so medukdak litein tam mishnayis to give explanation of mishnayis lahavin of mishnayis associates to explain the mishnayis to contradict one another. Vlimsu tam lifter lechova. To finally give the reasons why we're patur something, why we're chayv something, leisur leheter. So mishnah zu kari Talmud. That's what it means Talmud. Vim yotza mehen v'nasan iskol legiris as a mishnayis. You leave that. You just go to learn mishnayis. Shuvin lo shalom bedavar ara bedavar ara. Shein ora nechoni. I can have clarity on how to paskin bedavar mishnah shakama mishnayis is shein devarim mechuvanim v'teirutzim bnei ashas halchav ba'iskina chisur mechser ha money rav. Rebbe, Ploni, he, Vein, Halacha, Kamoso. There's so many explanations of Chesur Mechser, how to explain what's going on over there. And therefore, you have to make sure that we know what's going on. We learned this Gemara earlier when we talked about, I think it was in Tainus. I can't remember exactly where it was. Maybe it was in Megillah Oyvei. But this discusses that, excuse me, that we have to actually be Meshamish, Tamil Chachamim, or at least learn clarity in what do the Sugis mean. Rebbe Yochanan, it says, Afilu Mishas Hashas, even if you go from one Shas, go to another Shas. Rashi says, Mishas Yushalm, Mishas Bavli, Shu Amuk, Kidabina Sanhedrin. Like even when a person goes from learning Yushalm to Bavli, it's Bavli is a lot more difficult, apparently, and a lot more dark to understand the depth of it. Someone leaves that also is like, is like we said, Leo Tzelaba, Ain't Shalm, not have any peace. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.